You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. The PM pays tribute to the victims of the Bondi shooting at a ceremony of remembrance. Nick Reiner is formally charged with killing his parents, director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle Singer Reiner. And in the AFL, St Kilda's Max King expected to return to full training next year following surgery. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has paid tribute to the 15 victims of the Bondi terror attack at a ceremony of remembrance held at St Mary's Cathedral in Sydney CBD on Wednesday evening. He was joined by multi-faith leaders and New South Wales Premier Chris Minns to commemorate the victims with candles lit in their memory. Mr Albanese also paid special tribute to Sophia and Boris German and Reuven Morrison for their heroic efforts to stop one of the attackers.
We pray for the souls of Boris and Sophia German and Reuven Morrison, murdered while bravely protecting others. Our nation owes them and all the heroes of Bondi a profound debt of gratitude, not just for their bravery, but also for their example, for reminding us that at the worst of times, we see the best of the Australian character.
The number of firearms a single person can own is to be limited under changes announced after the father and son used long arms to kill 15 people at Bondi Beach. As police prepared to charge gunman Naveed Akram and funerals began for the victims, Premier Chris Minns said he would recall Parliament from its summer recess to tighten gun laws and reduce the number of weapons in the community. More than 1 million firearms are registered in New South Wales, including hundreds held by individual collectors. Mr Minns says they should be limited to fewer than 5 guns per person.
On the 22nd and 23rd of December, the government will call back the New South Wales Parliament to deal with urgent legislation that we believe is required pre-Christmas to keep the community safe and ensure there's unambiguous laws in place when it comes to public safety. Firstly, in relation to firearms legislation in the state, we are proposing a bill which hasn't been finally drafted, but we will share with the opposition as soon as possible to cap the number of firearms.
The proposed reforms would also reclassify straight pull and pump action shotguns, reduce magazine capacities and restrict appeal rights when police cancel a firearms licence. The Australian National Imams Council has unequivocally condemned IS as a dangerous and evil terrorist organisation that goes against Islamic teachings. A statement from the council says the terrorist group stands in complete opposition to the teachings of Islam and the values upheld by Muslims worldwide. Council advisor Bilal Rauf says it concerns him when people, including politicians, attempt to link protests against Israel's actions in Gaza with the Bondi attack.
You know, a lot of the protests and things that have happened is about people expressing concern for the lives that have been lost abroad, and to bring about a situation where one has to say, well, it's this or that, be concerned about that or this, is, with respect, dangerous, it's erroneous, and it's conflating issues which are, in my view, disconnected.
Let's head overseas now, and Nick Reiner has been formally charged with killing his famous parents in Los Angeles. The announcement has come 2 days after the famed actor and director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle Singer Reiner were found dead in their Brentwood home. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman says the 32-year-old is facing 2 counts of first-degree murder. He says prosecutors are also likely to file further charges relating to special circumstances later on, all of which attract serious penalties. The hacking group Shiny Hunters says it's stolen data belonging to premium customers of the leading sex website Pornhub and intends to publish it. Shiny Hunters is an established hacking group linked to a string of high-profile attacks and extortion attempts in recent months. The group has declined to go into detail about how they obtained the information, but news of the breach and the threat to go public has been reported separately by Reuters and cybersecurity news site Bleeping Computer. Pornhub claims more than 100 million daily visits and 36 billion visits per year. To sport now, and St Kilda superstar Max King is expecting to push back his full training until late January after undergoing another surgery on his knee. King has been sidelined for the entire 2025 AFL season after two surgeries on his right knee due to an injury in a practice match in February. The Saints re-signed the forward to a six-year deal in 2024, taking him to 2032. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Thanks for listening. This is SBS News.